Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. The topic for the week is, it's safer to stay. It's safer to stay at my current job than to look elsewhere and leave. And on the last episode, I talked a bit about why that is not always true. In fact, it's often false and it's a myth. So I gave you some questions that I encouraged you to ask yourself, including, what do I want? Do I want to stay in my comfort zone? Or do I want to build my dream career? You can't have both. Building your dream career requires that you stretch your comfort zone and that you embrace the uncertainty that comes along with that. And today I want to take this topic and look at it in a slightly different way, which is looking at it like, the decision of, do I stay or do I go? Do I stay at my current company or do I leave? And this could be one of the hardest decisions that you've ever made and that you ever will make in your tech career. Do I stay or do I go? Especially if you've been working at your current company for longer than, say, a year or two or three, certainly once you get to the 2, 3, 4, 5+ years, I can almost guarantee that most of you who are in that boat have considered that question. Do I stay or do I go? But even when it's new, right? Like if you've only been working somewhere for 6 months, 9 months, maybe a year, it's like, okay, how long am I staying? You know, what new possibilities am I open to? And when I ask people, when I ask prospective clients, like, how much, like, okay, so you're on the job market, you're considering leaving, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much are you really on the job market? Some people say, yeah, it's just like a 1 or a 2. You know, like I'm always open, you know, if an opportunity were to fall into my lap, sure, but I'm like not out there hunting for new jobs and talking with recruiters on a daily basis. So it's a question that often comes up throughout our careers. Do I stay or do I go? Because ultimately we get to choose. That is something that we have control over. Whether we stay working where we currently are, or whether we decide to go on the job market and find something else. And for some of you, you've been through that over and over again, and you may have even gone through some career shifts and potentially some major career shifts. We've had clients who we've worked with who, like, their major wins in their career was shifting from something drastically different than tech into tech, like from music into tech and art into tech, or like shifting within tech. We've had folks who have shifted more from a product management or even a project management upbringing and skill set to more of an engineering management, and the other way around as well. And those of you who either know one or both of those worlds know that being a product manager versus a project manager versus an engineering manager, like a software development manager, are very different. The day-to-day is very different. And so there's those questions too. Do I shift? Do I do something different? Do I stay or do I go? Do I stay with what I'm doing or do I go and change jobs, change focus? And the reason that this can be such a hard decision is honestly, we make it hard. And I've been there. I made the decision six, seven, I lost count, years ago to leave my tenured position as an associate professor of psychology to start my own business. And some people may say that that's like the craziest decision that you could possibly ever make. Like, really, Jen? Yeah, you left the security and the certainty of a tenured position. They could never fire you. A comfortable position where you have so much freedom in deciding what you research and how you teach, to work with amazing students and amazing, some of the most, the smartest people that I've ever worked with. You left that for the uncertainty and the roller coaster ride of starting your own business. And, you know, looking back on that decision, I made it harder than I needed it to be. I knew what I wanted. And we've coached many clients through this decision as well. And everybody takes their own time, right? Everybody does this at their own pace. But what I'd like you to be open to is that you can make the decision in a matter of seconds if you want to. And then own that decision and then move forward from there by taking action from that place of decision that this is what I've decided to do. And the shift in focus that I want to invite you to make is that where a lot of people focus when they're asking themselves the do I stay or do I go question is, what would I be losing by leaving? How hard would it be, right? Oh my God, this is going to be so hard, right? That, like, you know, so for example, I have a team that I love and that, like, I see them like children, you know? We had many clients grapple with this. They love their teams. Their teams love them because they're such great leaders and they're so great at building trust and celebrating wins and just like being an awesome leader and an awesome mentor. And I know a lot of you are in this boat now too. And what's keeping you, what you know you're going to lose and what you're focusing on is, I'm going to lose my team. Another thing, you know, again, you're focusing on what do I lose by leaving? Well, I lose certainty, right? What I have right now, I know. It may not be the best in the world, but I know these people. I like these people. I trust these people, not just my team, but everyone. But I also know, like, I've built some political capital. I've built some knowledge capital. Like, I know all the acronyms that people are throwing around at this current office. I'm going to have to learn a whole new set of them and a whole new set of norms when if I move somewhere else. I'm losing that certainty. I mean, sometimes wear that certainty like a comfort blanket, right? And I'd be losing it because I'd have to go to another job where it's like, I don't know what my boss is going to be like, and I don't know what my team is going to be like, and I don't know what the culture is going to be like. I'd be losing that. And some people see too, like, I'd be losing if I leave. I'd be losing part of my identity, like you see it as quitting. So I'd be losing my pride. I'd be quitting on myself. I'd be losing. I'd be giving up. I made a promise to myself that I was gonna make this work. Right? So it's like you focus on that identity hit, right? Where it feels like quitting if I leave. And I'm not a quitter. And that's where so many people go. And that's why that's why the decision is hard, because you're focusing on what you're losing by leaving. Here's what I want to invite you to do. Consider that, right? So consider what you'd be losing by leaving. Sure. Include that so you don't feel like you're blindsiding yourself. But if you really want to look at all of the angles here, you also want to take a look at what you'd be winning by leaving. What's the opportunity here for yourself, for your career, for your team? What are you winning by moving on? You're not quitting by moving on. So there's a reframe too, right? That takes away that identity hit. You're not quitting, you're choosing to move on. And maybe that's what's best for your team as well. Because if you really want to serve your team, maybe they need change. And you've been there and you served them. Maybe it's time to give them a new boss. And it's not like you're going to fall off the face of the earth. What are you gaining? What are you winning? A new team, new people who you get to help, who you get to lead, who you get to inspire. What else are you winning? New career possibilities, an upgraded career, more money, more prestige, more power, more recognition. What else are you winning? Upgraded skills. Upgraded possibility in terms of the kinds and the amount of impact that you're making. So if you're going to focus on what you're losing by staying, also, sorry, what you're losing, that's what I have written down. You know what? That's where I'm going next. If you're going to focus on what you're losing by leaving, some of you are like, I see where she's going. She's got a whole matrix thing going on here. I got a 4x4 matrix. If you're going to focus on what you're losing by leaving, you also want to make sure that you're focusing on what you're winning by leaving. You also want to make sure, where am I going next? You also want to make sure that you're focusing on what you're losing by staying. Opportunity cost. What are you losing by staying? You're losing opportunities. All of that stuff that we just said, oh, this is what I can win, you're losing out on opportunities to upgrade your career. The other way to look at this is, what else? What am I losing by staying? Is, like, take a look at your current work environment, right? Like, are you losing sanity by staying? Are you losing physical health, mental health, emotional health? Are you losing time by staying? Right, there's a big one too, because for a lot of you, there's just no room for upward growth at your current company. And like the only way that you could possibly like get a promotion would be if your boss were to retire. And that doesn't look like it's happening anytime soon. So you're losing time, because every day that you stay at that company is another day that you're not going to get a promotion. You know it for sure, because it's just not possible. It's another day you're not able to make an impact somewhere else. What are you losing by staying? And then it's also important to look at what you're winning by staying as well, to make it fully balanced. Right, what am I winning by staying? I'm winning, like, what opportunities am I winning? And I'm also winning comfort and certainty, and I'm keeping that promise to myself. Because, you know, for a lot of you, you may just be like 6 months to a year in, and maybe you made a promise to yourself that I'm going to stick it out for at least 2 years. I've made that promise to myself. And so what I'm winning is I am that sense of pride, that sense of honor, that sense of commitment, that sense of integrity, right? But some of you, right, you may be winning integrity by staying, because you made that promise to yourself. But for some of you, you're losing integrity by staying because you made a promise to yourself that you wouldn't let this go another 6 months and you've already let it go 2 years. That you made a promise to yourself that you would not go another day dealing with that asshole boss, and you've already gone 365 days with the asshole boss. So you're losing integrity by staying because you're not in alignment with the promises that you kept to yourself. So make sure if you're going to play that game of like, oh man, I can't leave because if I leave, I'm going to lose all this stuff. Make sure that you're looking at it from all the perspectives. What am I losing by leaving? What am I winning by leaving? What am I losing by staying? What am I winning by staying? And take a look at it. And really take an honest look at it. And I'll also remind you what I talked about on the last podcast as well, which is our drive is to just stay where we are. Like that's our default, is to just, it's like just stay in neutral, keep doing what we've been doing. And that could mean you end up getting stuck in the mud. And really, really, really take a hard look at what you want. Where do you want to go? What do you want to build in your career? What kind of impact do you want to make? And are you going to be able to do that at your current company? Decide all of that first, then you decide the how. First, commit that this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay and I'm going to make it work. I'm going to leave and I'm going to win on the job market. Whatever it is you decide and then commit to, and then you figure out the how. And if you need help with the how, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. And look, if you need help with the decision, book a call with us as well. Because it's a tricky decision. I get it. But a lot of you are making it a lot trickier than you need it to be. Because if you're not able to make that decision, if you're not able to make that commitment, if you're too in your own head about it, let us help you with that too. ThePeopleStack.com/book. And depending on where you are, whether it's at the decision point or not, we're going to take an honest look at where you are, what's going on in your career right now, what's working, what's not working, what decisions are holding you back, what decision are you trying to make that you can't make, what decision have you made, you just don't know how. I've decided I want to go in the job market, how? Great, we'll talk about that. I've decided I want to stay at my current company because I actually do believe that there is upward mobility. I just don't have the skills and strategies and systems in order to move up. Great, we'll talk about that. If you can't even decide because you're so clouded by what's going on in your own head, you're so clouded by what's going on in the world right now, and you don't know how to make an informed, inspired, intelligent decision, then we'll help you get there. That's what we're here to do. We're here to help you show up as the badass tech leader, the badass world-class tech leader that all of you are. Because we all have that available within us. And just that we get sidetracked, we get blindsided. So we're here to offer new perspectives. We're here to help you shift and see those new perspectives, just like I did today. So that you can see all the possibilities. All of the possibilities that are out there for your career and for your life. Our mission at the People Stack is to help tech managers, committed, decisive, resourceful, coachable tech managers just like you, to build your dream career, to advance in your careers, and to do it in a way that's full of integrity, that's full of joy, full of balance, in the way that you want to do it. That's what we're here to do. So if that's what you want, book a call with us today, thepeoplestack.com/book. Do I stay or do I go? It is one of the toughest decisions, or you can make it one of the toughest decisions that you've ever made in your career, or you can make it easy on yourself. Just make sure that you're looking at it from all angles and then really just say, what do I want? Once you've collected all the data that you can possibly collect, it's time to stop collecting your data. Because there's no way that you can think yourself into dreaming. And that's really what this is about. It's about feeling yourself into that dream. That's how you know. It's not up here that you know. It's not in your brain that you know. It's down here. It's in your heart. It's a feeling. It's not an intellectual exercise. Do I stay or do I go? So that's why it's important to look at it from all the angles and then say, all right, I'm ready to take the risk. And this is what I want. So that's the message of the day. Decide what you want in your career and then go for it. And then take the actions that are going to be necessary to create that. So that is all for this week, folks. Talk to you again next week. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.